بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said in a hadith that that person who goes to the masjid ليتعلم خيرا أو ليعلمه, to learn some good or to teach some good, فله مثل أجر حاج, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the reward of a haji, the one who has performed haji. Now why are we speaking of this hadith? Because every Jumu'ah, when we go to a masjid, there is some advices that are imparted to the congregation. So leave your home or go to the masjid with this intention that I'm going to learn some khair. This intention determines the outcome of your reward. Have this niyyah, this intention, that I know something is going to be said. I have this niyyah, this intention to learn some good. Then also you listen attentively, because now you're going to listen with a particular intention. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you are going to learn. Learn some good, liyata'allam khairan, you get the reward of one who has performed hajj by the time you go home, even if it's not the hajj season. Subhanallah. Allah looks for every excuse to reward us. So the one benefit of that is, you're going now with a specific intention, you listen. Number two, when we sit in a Jumu'ah talk, or the pre-khutbah lecture, always have this niyyah, this intention that I want to go home with at least two or three new points, takeaway points. Whether the topic this week was the same as the topic as last week, there's definitely something new that you can take away home with you. Whether you're going to practice on it or not, but at least I want to take away two or three takeaway points. Yes, the idea is to practice upon it, but learning it, that's a separate reward. Practicing upon it, you get double the reward. So at least these two things keep in mind. I'm going towards the Jumu'ah talk. One is, I'm going to learn some khair, good, so that I get the reward of the haji. And number two is, I want to take away from this talk two or three takeaway points that I can share perhaps with my family or somebody else.